I'd like for you to get your Bibles, and I would like for you to open to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and I would like you to turn first to Genesis chapter 45, Genesis chapter 45, and we'll also look at Genesis chapter 50, okay? So if you can turn to Genesis 50, put a marker there, and have your Bible open on your lap on chapter 45, okay? Genesis 45, open first. Genesis 45, verses 1 through 8, and it reads like this. It says, "Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all who stood by him, and he cried out, 'Make every man go out from me.' So no man stood with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. He wept so loudly that the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?' But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. Joseph said to his brothers, 'Please come near to me.' And they came near. Then he said, 'I am your brother, Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. God sent me ahead of you to preserve you as a remnant on the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of his entire household and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." Now in Genesis chapter 50, I want us to read verses 15 through 21. Genesis 50, verses 15 through 21, and it says, "When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead," their father has now passed away, Jacob, "they said, 'Perhaps Joseph will hate us and will certainly pay us back for all the wrong we did to him.' So they sent a message to Joseph saying, 'Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the transgressions of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the transgressions of your servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face and said, 'We are your servants.' Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many lives. So now do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones.' So he comforted them, and spoke kindly to them." Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would help me to relay your heart and your word to your people. For you have something to speak to us, Lord, and in many ways there are times when we don't understand what you're doing. But Lord, you have purpose in everything, and so we pray that you would speak to our hearts this morning, and we thank you for it. We ask for the anointing of the Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In this story, Joseph is the main figure that we see.
José es el protagonista de esta historia que estamos oyendo.
Joseph, as we know the story,
José, como sabemos la historia,
was born as the youngest of Jacob's children.
Era el hijo más joven de
Jacob?
De Jacobo.
And Joseph was favored by his father.
Y José era favorecido por su padre.
His dad treated him well.
Su padre lo trataba muy bien.
Joseph was the son of his old age.
José era el hijo de, a pesar de su alta edad.
And I can imagine Jacob just holding Joseph in his arms all the time.
Puedo imaginar que cómo lo cargaba en su alta, ¿cómo se dice? En su vieja edad, cómo lo cargaba todo el tiempo.
It's like my daughter.
Es como mi hija.
She has me wrapped around her finger.
Todo el tiempo me amarra su mano en mis dedos.
Go to Walmart.
Vamos a Walmart.
Daddy, can I have this?
Papá, que pueda tener esto.
And she comes out with it.
Todo el tiempo sale con la suya.
It's not that I'm favoring her more than my sons.
Es no que mi hija es mi favorita de todos mis hijos.
But she is my daughter.
Pero es mi hija.
Joseph was treated very well by his dad.
José fue tratado muy bien por su papá.
Gave him a jacket full of many colors.
Le dio una chamarra con muchos colores.
And that young boy growing up was treated the best.
Y ese muchachito creció en una manera en que lo trataban muy bien.
His older brothers began to get very jealous of him.
Sus hermanos mayores empezaron a tener celos sobre él.
They began to want to get him away from wherever they were.
Empezaron a alejarlo de donde sea que ellos estaban.
They didn't want Joseph around.
No querían a José a su alrededor.
They saw his colorful jacket and they would get angry.
Miraban su chamarra de colores y se enojaban.
Why does my dad treat him so good and not me?
¿Por qué nuestro padre lo trata muy bien y no a nosotros?
And in many ways, we can wonder why God even allowed this.
De muchas maneras podemos pensar que por qué Dios permitía esto.
Not only that,
no solamente eso.
Joseph began to have these dreams.
José empezó a tener estos sueños.
In Genesis chapter 37,
capítulo 37,
Joseph had two different dreams.
José tuvo dos diferentes sueños.
And in both of those dreams,
y esos dos sueños,
the dream, in essence, was saying that all of his brothers would one day bow down to Joseph.
En la esencia de esos sueños, él soñaba que sus hermanos lo iban a hacer daño.
Not only did he have a colorful jacket,
no solamente tenía una chamarra de colores,
he's having these dreams.
Pero también tenía sueños.
God is speaking to Joseph.
Dios está hablándole a José.
I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to lift you up.
Te voy a exaltar, te voy a levantar.
And all of Joseph's family would one day bow down to Joseph.
Toda la familia de José algún día se va a arrodillar ante él.
Can you imagine if you were his brothers?
¿Se pueden imaginar si ustedes fueran hermanos de José?
You'd begin to wonder, what?
Ibas a preguntarte, ¿qué?
How can this be?
¿Cómo puede ser esto?
Not me.
No, yo no.
But then as time would progress,
pero cuando el tiempo estaba progresando,
Jacob sent Joseph to go and check on his brothers as they were tending the sheep.
Jacob mandó a sus Moisés, a sus hermanos a chequear cómo estaba su hijo.
And so Joseph went to his brothers.
Y José fue donde estaban sus hermanos.
And the brothers began to say, look at that little guy coming over here.
Y sus hermanos empezaron a decir, mira ese niñito que viene para acá este camino.
What does that dreamer want with us?
¿Qué quiere ese soñador?
Why is he coming here?
¿Por qué viene aquí?
And so they got him.
So lo agarraron.
And they said, we're going to get rid of him.
Y te vamos a deshacer.
Their hearts had become so mad at their little brother.
Sus corazones estaban muy enojados con su hermanito.
They wanted to kill him.
Que lo querían matar.
They wanted to kill little Joseph.
Querían matar a little José.
They planned to do that.
Y planearon hacer eso.
But then the oldest brother said, no, let's don't kill him.
Pero el hermano mayor les dijo que no lo iban a matar.
They threw him into a well.
Lo tiraron a un pozo.
A dry well, of course.
Un pozo vacío.
And so they sold him into Egypt.
Y lo vendieron a Egipto.
They knew that their dad's heart would be broken.
Ellos sabían que el corazón de su padre iba a estar.
So they figured, we're going to go and kill a goat, dip his colorful jacket in, and say a wild beast ate him.
Y empezaron a decir que pues, le vamos a decir que una bestia se lo comió.
Can you imagine this story?
¿Se pueden imaginar esta historia?
The heart of the brothers so angry at their little brother, they're trying to get rid of him.
El corazón de sus hermanos era tan grande el rencor que es lo que estaban planeando.
Can you imagine Jacob's heart when he found out that his son was supposedly eaten by beasts?
¿Se pueden imaginar el corazón del padre cómo se imaginaba que una bestia se lo comió?
And yet Joseph, imagine everything he is going through. Imagine what Joseph is going through. What about my dreams?
¿Qué pasa con mis sueños?
What about the future?
¿Qué va a pasar con el futuro?
What's going to happen with my family?
¿Qué va a pasar con mi familia?
Where am I going?
¿Para dónde voy?
Why is this happening to me?
¿Por qué me está pasando esto?
What is going on?
¿Qué es lo que está pasando?
Have you ever been in that situation?
¿Alguna vez has estado en esa situación?
When things are happening all around you.
Cuando cosas están pasando alrededor.
Sometimes in your own life.
A veces en tu propia vida.
In your family. And all of a sudden it seems like everything that you had in mind for the future has just changed. Why is this happening? And it's in those scenarios, at those times, that we begin to say, God, what is going on? This doesn't make sense.
Esto no tiene propósito.
This doesn't make sense in my mind.
Esto no tiene propósito en mi mente.
And so there's Joseph.
Ahí está José.
He gets sold into Egypt.
Que ha sido vendido a Egipto.
He ends up working for his master Potiphar.
Que empezó a trabajar para su maestro Potiphar.
He begins to gain grace in his sight.
Él empezó a agarrar gracia, de su patrón.
Favor.
Favor.
He puts everything under Joseph's control.
Pone todo, en control de su siervo José.
Then Potiphar's wife gets her eye on him.
Y la esposa del patrón pone los ojos ante José.
Ultimately, she tries to go and have Joseph sleep with her.
Últimamente, la mujer empieza a tratar de tener relaciones con José.
And so Joseph, having integrity,
José teniendo integridad,
says, there's no way this is going to happen.
Esto no va a pasar.
Out of a bad situation, he takes off running.
Con la situación mala, corre, huye.
He ends up getting blamed for something he didn't do.
Y comienza a declararlo culpable de algo que no hizo.
He ends up being thrown in prison.
Lo pusieron en prisión.
Why am I here, Lord?
¿Por qué estoy aquí, Señor?
God, can you work something good out of this?
Dios, ¿tú puedes hacer algo bueno sobre esto?
Really, God? You ever been there?
En verdad, Señor.
And in prison, there are some prisoners that have two dreams.
En prisión había unos prisioneros que tenían sueños.
And Joseph interprets those dreams.
Y José interpretaba esos sueños.
He says, tell Pharaoh to remember me.
Y decía que dijeran que recordaran que le dijeran al faraón que se acordara de él.
He ends up in that prison cell for a long time.
Y él estuvo en esa prisión por mucho tiempo.
No one is thinking about Joseph.
No, nadie pensaba en José.
What's going on, Lord?
¿Qué está pasando, Señor?
Why am I here?
¿Por qué estoy aquí?
What of those dreams you gave me when I was a child?
¿Qué pasó con esos sueños que tú me dices cuando era un niño?
Why did my brothers sell me into Egypt?
¿Por qué mis hermanos me vendieron a Egipto?
And there are times in your and my life
hay tiempos en tu vida y en nuestra vida
when there are things that will not make sense.
Cuando hay cosas que no hacen sentido.
Why am I going through this?
¿Por qué estoy pasando por esto?
God, what are you doing?
Dios, ¿qué estás haciendo?
Why is this happening to me?
¿Por qué me está pasando esto?
And if you've ever been there,
y si alguna vez has estado ahí,
I'm here to tell you that God is still sovereign over your life.
Te digo que Dios es soberano sobre tu vida.
He knows what He's doing.
Él sabe lo que está haciendo.
He's got the blueprint, the map of your life.
Él tiene el mapa, los planes de tu vida.
He sees the whole picture.
Él mira toda la foto.
We can't see the whole picture.
Nosotros no podemos mirar todo.
But God sees the whole picture.
Pero Dios mira todo.
And in those situations in our lives when we begin to say, God, why?
Y en esos momentos, en esas situaciones, empezamos a decir, Dios, ¿por qué?
God is going to show Himself faithful to you.
Dios se va a mostrar ante ti, verdaderamente.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
No te des por vencido.
Don't run away.
No corras.
Hang in there. Keep holding on. Hold on. God is with you.
Dios está contigo.
It might not seem like it's making any sense.
Parecerá que no está haciendo sentido.
But God is in control.
Pero Dios está en control.
Now imagine that you were Joseph.
Ahora, imagínate que tú eres José.
You would have been wondering the same thing.
Tú estuvieras pensando en las mismas cosas.
But in the text of Scripture that we read,
pero en el texto de las escrituras que leyeron,
in Genesis 45 and 50,
en Génesis 45 y 50,
the whole turn of events began to change.
Todo el sentido del evento empezó a cambiar.
It all changed.
Todo cambió.
Now Joseph is the main person in Egypt.
Now José es el principiante en todo Egipto.
He's only lower than Pharaoh by name, only.
Él es menor solamente ante el faraón por nombre.
Only by name.
Solo por nombre.
His brothers now go into Egypt.
Sus hermanos, cuando fueron a Egipto,
they're hungry.
Tenían hambre.
They know that there's bread in Egypt.
Ellos saben que hay pan en Egipto.
So they go to Egypt to get bread.
Y van a Egipto a comprar pan.
And little did they know that they would stand face to face with Joseph.
Por menos que se imaginaban. Que volvía a mirar a su hermano.
And the story is so beautiful.
Y la historia es muy bella.
Because they bow down to Joseph in that moment.
Porque ellos hincaron a José en ese momento.
God is now making the fulfillment of those dreams to happen.
Dios ahora está haciendo esos sueños realidad.
After many circumstances,
ante todas esas circunstancias,
Joseph ultimately reveals himself to his brothers.
José se revela ante sus hermanos.
He says, "How's Dad doing?"
¿Cómo está nuestro padre?
And he says, I'm your brother.
Y él les dice, yo soy su hermano.
And his brothers are speechless.
Y sus hermanos estaban sin saber qué decir.
Imagine.
Imagínense.
They remember him as being sold away.
Ellos recuerdan que vendieron a José.
They didn't know where he was.
Ellos no sabían dónde estaba.
And all of a sudden, he is the main leader in Egypt.
De un momento a otro, ellos se dieron cuenta que él era líder de Egipto.
And fear grips their hearts.
Y miedo empezó a entrar a sus corazones.
Human beings,
humanos,
tend to hold grudges. They want to hold anger.
Humanos usualmente nos quedamos con mucho coraje.
They assume Joseph is for sure going to get back at them.
Y ellos pensaban que de seguro José los iba a castigar muy duro.
But Joseph instead,
pero José
begins to speak kindly to them.
Empezó a hablarles muy suavemente.
And he tells them,
y les dice,
God brought me here.
Dios me trajo aquí.
God brought me here before you come or before you came.
Dios me trajo aquí antes de que ustedes vinieran.
You intended to hurt me.
Ustedes intentaron hacerme daño.
But God intended to save life.
Pero Dios intentaba salvar vidas.
Sometimes things can even hurt us.
A veces la vida nos hace daño.
And we wonder, God, why?
Y a veces pensamos, ¿por qué?
But God can turn it around for His good.
Pero Dios los hace, los pone al revés para el buen bien de nosotros.
Amen. God is able to turn what the enemy meant for evil.
Dios puede hacer regresar las cosas de mal a bien.
For good. God wants you to know today.
Dios quiere que ustedes sepan ahora.
I don't know what you're going through.
Yo no sé lo que está pasando.
You may be going through the trial of your life right now.
Ustedes a lo mejor están pasando algo muy duro en sus vidas.
But God wants you to know.
Pero Dios quiere que sepan.
That He's with you.
Que está con ustedes.
He is with you.
Está con ustedes.
It might not make sense.
No puede hacer sentido.
But God is with you.
Pero Dios está contigo.
God is going to order your steps.
Dios va a ordenar tus pasos.
Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
Mantén tus ojos en Jesús.
Don't look to the left.
No mires a la izquierda.
Don't look to the right.
No mires a la derecha.
Keep your eyes on the Lord.
Mantén tus ojos en el Señor.
There will be times
habrá tiempos
that will not make sense.
Que no va a hacer sentido.
They meant to hurt Joseph.
Ellos trataron de herir a José.
But God would turn it around for everyone's good.
Pero Dios lo devolvió para hacer un bien.
When their father died,
cuando su padre murió,
they thought, oh no.
Ellos pensaron, oh no.
Now that Jacob is dead, now that our dad is dead,
ahora que su padre está muerto,
now he's going to get back at us.
Ahora sí nos va a castigar fuerte.
And when it came to Joseph,
y cuando vinieron a José,
it broke his heart.
Que José se quebró.
He began to weep.
Él empezó a llorar.
And he said, no.
Y él dijo, no.
God did this.
Dios hizo esto.
God did this.
Dios hizo esto.
And the Bible says he spoke kindly to his brothers.
La Biblia dice que él les habló suave.
He says, you don't have to worry.
No tiene por qué preocuparse.
I will provide for you.
Yo proveeré por ustedes.
And your little ones.
Y sus hijos.
God had done a work in Joseph's heart.
Dios hizo un trabajo en José.
And he began to understand the bigness of God.
Y él empezó a entender la grandeza del Señor.
God is bigger than what we think.
Dios es más grande. grande de lo que pensamos.
Sometimes we think, God, are you really in this?
A veces pensamos que Dios, a veces estás con nosotros.
And God is in it.
Y Dios está con nosotros.
Don't lose heart.
No pierdan el corazón.
Keep on holding on to His hand.
Agarren su mano, no lo suelten.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
Siga adelante.
God loves you.
Dios nos ama.
And He got everything good in store for you.
Tiene todo guardado para el bien de nosotros.
God is good.
Dios es bueno.
And all the time, God is good. Praise the Lord. Let's stand.